This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our lead today comes to us courtesy of the Ever Given. That is a 1,300-foot-long, 200-foot-wide container ship, one of the biggest of its kind, that is, as of this moment, most embarrassingly stuck, jamming up the Suez Canal. Nobody going north, nobody going south. One of the key routes of global trade basically closed. We have gotten Christine McDaniel on a Zoom to help us understand how this might play out. She's a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So I have to tell you, the first thing I thought when I saw the pictures of this ship turned sideways in the canal, other than how the heck did that happen, was, wow, the global supply chain is really, really fragile if this can block up a major artery.
Yes, it is fragile. There's lots of moving parts. But remember, the global shipping industry, logistics, they are used to supply shocks, demand shocks, weather-related, war-related. So, you know, it's nothing they haven't dealt with before.
Fair enough. But if you are a tanker company looking at this traffic jam in the Suez Canal, how long are you going to wait and let your extremely valuable ship sit there in the backlog before you go around down the south of Africa and go the long way around?
Right. Well, economists, especially trade economists, have spent some time trying to calculate how much time costs in international trade. A couple economists estimated that each additional delay of shipping is equivalent to about 0.5% to up to 2% of a tariff. And then, of course, this is cascading because it's not just the stuff on that particular ship that's delayed, but then it's everything else that's getting delayed because of that.
Yeah, the issue here is downstream, right? I think this ship was supposed to go to Rotterdam, and you have to believe there's a bunch of companies in Rotterdam or elsewhere in Europe saying, where's my boat?
Right. Just about everything that gets made, you know, crosses at least a few borders. So, you know, it's not just a box of Kleenex or a particular component, you know, that might go into a car radio. So that car cannot be shipped until that car radio has all the components and is ready to go.
Well, so that gets me back to where I started. And you didn't much care for the question, right, about fragility. So let me rephrase it. It's a little bit tenuous sometimes, the global supply chain. Is that a more fair characterization?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it always has been. As manufacturers and producers try to decrease costs with just-in-time manufacturing, increase specialization, then yeah, every time there's a glitch, you know, there's going to be much bigger effects than we would have felt, you know, say 25 years ago or so, when products weren't scattered so much across borders.
Christine McDaniel, she's a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason, talking about that ship that, as of this airing, is still stuck in the Suez Canal. Ms. McDaniel, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kai.